Hello and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We're your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we review the new and the old in nerdy movies. Explicit content warning, this podcast may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages. Material on this podcast has been deemed to be vulgar, rude, or sometimes even crude, so you have been warned. What up, my motherfucking nerdy peeps? What's going down, everybody? How's everyone doing this week?
Good,
Christian,
good.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So we're here today to talk about Deadpool, and we're joined by a special guest. Introduce yourself,
What's your name, anyway?
Daniel.
Daniel.
Oh,
excuse me. Yeah. So, we're going to talk about Deadpool 2. We all saw that movie. We've seen it twice, Scott and I. Daniel's, I don't even know what number you're on now.
Wait, have you seen it more times than us?
I've seen it 3.
Yeah. You saw it again the next day after we saw it on the Thursday. Yeah.
This guy's a fiend.
Yeah. See, the thing about Daniel is he gets paid, and then he's like, how do I spend this in the next 12 hours? And so, you know, he just does random things, like goes and sees Deadpool again and then buys a 30-liter bottle of soda or something. I don't know.
And then comes over our ass and says, you got to give me all the white caps on the Pepsis. I'm trying to get a lounger chair. Is this the truth, Daniel?
Very much.
So why do you want this Pepsi lounger chair anyway?
Well, I already got the beard and the looks of a hillbilly. I think it'd just be mashing since I live in a
trailer park?
Pretty much.
Are you going to put it on your front lawn?
Yes, and I'm going to do everything in my power to drive my grandma's neighbor nuts.
Dude, that's the life. That's the life. Well, that's the American dream right there, brother.
I'm sure your grandma's neighbor's already nuts, having lived next door to you for so long.
That's probably true. Yeah. So, in case you guys didn't know, probably alongside the way, did you already publish it or not yet?
The solo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's out.
Okay, so we've already recorded and published Solo, a Star Wars Story podcast review. So go check that out. Let us know what you guys think on that. But this is Deadpool 2, guys.
Yeah.
You guys ready to get in to the discussion?
Hashtag justice for Black Tom.
Hashtag justice for Black Tom, baby.
Yeah, so, I mean, Daniel, I know you have a lot to say on this, so what do you have to say?
I absolutely love this movie. The only movie for me that was better so far this year, and I know the year is young, is Avengers, but this, for me, I absolutely love this movie. I love anything with Ryan Reynolds in it, and this movie had everything that I would want and more in it.
Okay.
So We're all in agreement here, right, that this was better than, or not better, this, that Avengers Infinity War was still better than this.
Yes.
You know, because
of course,
if you guys are on social media, you've probably seen a lot of people say it, and you might believe it yourself that this movie was better than Avengers Infinity War. I don't even think it's close, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no. Infinity War just was on a completely different level than Deadpool 2. I mean, they're very different films, that's for sure, as well,
right.
You know?
And I don't even think it was better than the first Deadpool, but, and Daniel, you watched Deadpool 1 again, what, yesterday? 2 days ago?
I've watched it right. 3 times in the last 2 days.
Oh, what do you do with your life? You just sit around and watch movies all day.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's what, you know,
beach drinking
moviegoers
all day.
You're
do.
Right, it does, yeah. I'm proud of you, Daniel.
Good job,
Daniel. Hashtag
Danny
stay
boy.
Strong.
Yes.
But,
fight the good fight, brother.
The one similarity, well, it's not really a similarity, but one thing it sort of had in common with the Avengers is at least the first part of Deadpool is pretty pretty emotional. For me, it was pretty emotional because, like...
Yes. I know Christian has an interesting kind of take on it.
I just think it's very mediocre. I don't know. I don't care for Vanessa Copycat, whatever she is. I didn't cry when she died. I just, you know, it's just what motivates him to do everything he needs to do throughout this movie. Like,
right.
The only so it's funny because he gives you this line where he says, I fight for what's right, which is really hard to take him seriously. Because my first question is, well, what does Deadpool fight for? What does he even stand for? And that's a question that's hard to answer because in the comic books, he just is ridiculous. He doesn't need a motivation. He just does ridiculous things.
Right.
So how do you, you know, transfer that to screen? How do you make him a character that has real motivations? And so when he says things like, I fight for what's right, which based on all evidence, is clearly not what's true. He's fighting very specifically because of Vanessa. That's the only reason he's doing what he's doing. And so it's like, even Captain America, if he would have said that in Infinity War, "I fight for what's right," you wouldn't really take him that seriously, you know? Like, so it's really funny to hear that line out of him, but I think it's like a thematic kind of thing to say. And maybe, you know what, this movie, if you take it too seriously, you might not enjoy it. You shouldn't take this movie too seriously, so by, you know, dissecting all these little things, I'm doing just that. But on the other side of that, we can all agree this movie is incredibly enjoyable. Anybody who sees it should love it. I just think the more you think about it, the more things kind of fall apart, which maybe is the issue. Don't think too hard about it.
But that's like any movie. If you like the whole point of going to a movie.
No, that's bad movies. Good movies hold up to criticism like that.
Right.
So
yeah, that's
how you separate a good movie from a bad movie, is if you really look and dissect piece by piece. If it holds up, it's a good movie. It doesn't have to be enjoyable. Good movies can be terribly boring, you know? And bad movies can be incredibly enjoyable, but you know, I don't think this is a bad movie. I just think certain things don't hold up in it. It's very, very enjoyable.
Oh yeah, both were great, but yeah, I have to say, I as much I love the second one, it was one probably out of the it was the second most or the second movie this year that I was looking forward to the most. But yeah, I have to lean towards the first one being it just seemed everything about the first one seemed more like Tim Miller. Like the second one for me, kind of like the whole thing with Tim Miller, it just seemed like it was just missing something. Like the first one seemed more like it was just all around more solid.
Yeah, look, I think the highs in this movie were higher than the first one, and the lows were lower. Like, it doubled down on the same motivations and ideas from the first movie, essentially.
No. Not what? How? Like, the whole motivation for the first movie was to save Vanessa. He's not trying to save Vanessa. He's accepted that she's dead.
I mean, it's the whole girlfriend, you know, kind of, like, it's the someone I love, I'm doing it for them kind of thing, which he's still doing in this. Like,
no,
he's doing it
to
be with her
revenge.
In this movie.
He's just trying to exact revenge, really, and he's trying to...
In the first one?
Yeah, and there's nothing that he's trying to... there's no redemption arc in the first one. There's a complete... that's what the entire story is about, is redemption and him, like, saving this child.
Right, but he's doing that to be with Vanessa.
But he's also
not doing it for himself. He's not trying to be a good guy. Deadpool's still not a good guy, which we get from Josh Brolin.
But he learns how to be one.
And Cable in this movie says straight to him.
It's a redemption arc, though. Like,
but, I was gonna say is I kind of agree with Scott though in the sense that by the end of the movie, even though he may be doing it for Vanessa, he is actually for me. He felt like more he was doing it to actually genuinely try to save the kid because he literally sacrifices himself to save the kid when he didn't have to do that.
But he's still doing it because his quote unquote heart's not in the right place. You know, he's still doing it. He knows he wants to die. Like, he wants to die. Yeah. That's what the whole movie is. He's trying to kill himself, you know?
But it's not like he's trying to save. Like, there's two complete. Yes, the stories somewhat revolve, in dealing with the nature of Vanessa, but they're different stories though. Like, one is he's trying to save her, like find who, like, you know, go get her, you know. This one is like changing something about himself. It was never about really like saving her in any way. Like, yeah, like he wants to like cross over to the other side, but I don't think he even like knew up until the end like that he needed to actually like die in order to
She in both films is still his motivation for doing things, right? Her as the person, whether it's saving her or trying to be with her, it's her that is his entire motivation.
But that's like kind of like a cop out though, because you can't like sit there and be like, oh yeah, it's the same story, because it's
no, it's not the same story, it's the same motivation, right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And when you look at it, this movie starts off with him trying to kill himself, right?
Yeah.
And then when that happens, he goes into this, you know, kind of parallel, you know, plane where he sees her. Yeah. He can't get to her because his heart's not in the right place. So the rest of the movie, he's just trying to get to her, you know? That's all he's trying to do is find out what he needs to do to get to her, you know? And then she says, well, kids, you know, whatever. They says kids can show us a better way, whatever, you know, right. That line. And that's why then he's like, oh, I need to save the kid. Like, you know, throughout the movie, he's like, I don't give a fuck about the kid. I don't really care about him. We're not friends.
But then he admits that he does care about him, though. He's like really just saying that, like, I don't think he necessarily ever believed that, like, because he didn't even know that the kid was like standing behind him when he said it. Like, I think he was honestly just trying to, like,
yeah,
get the attention.
It sounded
away
like
from him.
A lot in the prison, like he was trying to defend, like to
right.
to say protect him by telling him, like, stay away from me because people are gonna target me, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Which
he also didn't have his powers either.
And he also thought that Cable was after him.
Right. Yeah. And then when he figures out, like, it's like the kid, it's like he has no reason to keep fighting. Like, once he gets his powers back, he could leave.
That's true.
But he doesn't.
No, after what do you mean? Like the very end of the movie?
No, when they're in the prison.
When they're in the prison.
Yeah, after the prison, he hits his head and sees Vanessa again. She says the kid thing. That's why he's like, oh, I need to save the kid.
I know, but until then, though, it was just your heart's not in the right place. And then he finds out afterwards, but like he still like uses that line. I don't give a shit about the kid, but he doesn't know that like the kid's like standing behind him listening.
Yeah.
Right.
Like he's just trying to get Cable away from this kid because he's like, well, what kind of sick, like, I think he says like, what kind of sick bastard like tries to kill like a 13-year-old kid.
Right, right.
11, however old the kid is.
Right,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's like he tries to pretend like he doesn't care, but deep down he really does care.
Right. But he really does walk that fine line.
Yeah, see, that's like the thing with like Deadpool is like you can't always tell exactly what his motivation is because it's like he is like the anti-hero. He's like willing to step over the line of what a hero would do.
Right.
So it's like hard to decipher sometimes whether or not he's good or bad, you know?
Right.
But like I think he is. It's just he does it by any means necessary. And to go back to the like the quote that you know you brought up, where is it? Just seen it. Okay, it's doing the right thing is messy. You want to fight for what's right, but sometimes you have to fight dirty. That's the entire quote, you know. So it's like,
well, no. Well, he says that later, but you know when after like he first meets the kid and he shoots the Daniel the rapist in the head.
Yeah,
and he's like getting like choked out by Colossus. Colossus says to him, he's like, "I fight for what's right," you know. Like,
oh yeah. Well, I mean,
but yeah.
I mean, it's like true. Like, I mean, yeah, he used extreme like means to do it, you know. But that's like the point of an anti-hero, though.
And they kind of touch on what Scott said a little bit ago. Even like I even think that when Deadpool saw the marks on that kid's neck and the fact that he shot him, I think he cared then too. I just don't think
he can tell.
Yeah, I just don't think he knew how to show it.
Because like wasn't like part of his past is like he was like raped and stuff
too.
Yeah,
because he talked about in the beginning. He talked about his dad leaving and having a fucked up childhood and this.
Yeah,
and that.
Because like remember when he first meets Vanessa in the first film and they're talking about all the fucked up shit that happened to them as kids.
Yeah, I just take all of that as like just like they're trying to one up each other and you know.
Well, yeah, it's true, but bullshit. Then it actually plays a part like when he sees like this kid being abused, like he remembers that shit. You know, he wants to like protect this kid. And it's like. Yeah, he's new to the whole hero thing, so he doesn't do things exactly how the X-Men would do them, and, you know, that's where he crossed the line. But
right.
It's like he's trying to
be
that person.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have joined the X-Men in the first place if he didn't think it would help him get to Vanessa. He wouldn't try to save the kid if he didn't think it would help him get to Vanessa, and he wouldn't have sacrificed himself at the end if he didn't think it wouldn't have helped him get to Vanessa. Like, he might care, but his ultimate motivation is just to get to Vanessa, you know?
Yeah.
So... I get what you're saying. I mostly agree with you, but I just think like I just think really this movie has great action and great comedy.
Oh, yes.
And
right.
the rest just say it's extra, you know? Like it doesn't have to be good or great. It's just, you know, it's just there.
I don't know. Like I thought it was like there's things I definitely like about each like Deadpool movie, but I actually do like think about it more. I think like maybe I'd have to watch them back to back to be able to truly judge that. But, like, right now, I think I would say, like, Deadpool 2. Just because I think there's, like, so many deep messages in, like, the movie. Like, I can't, like, like definitely like the one where they're talking about like kids give us the chance to be greater than like we thought. They said something like that. That's like a fucking like really deep message for a Deadpool movie. Like if you think about it, you know, it's like Deadpool's always been like the funny, like really fucked up humor and shit, like just going to the extremes of everything and like that. And like to like have like those deep rooted like messages inside of this film is like where I really think like it excels more than the first film.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely think, like I said, like the highs are much, much higher in this movie. Like, yeah. the whole third act is just insane in this movie.
Yes, it is.
You know, like, it's way better. Like, when you think about right. the third act in the first Deadpool, like, it's not that great. You know, like, you get, like, him right. stapling Hugh Jackman's face on his own and, like,
yeah,
you know,
dude,
that. But, like, the fight scene isn't that great, to be honest, whereas this one, like, the music, everything is just, it's just really cool.
Actually, I think, like, the fight scenes are, like, I think there's, like, a lot less fight scenes, to be honest, but, like, the way he, like, disposes of, like, people he's killing in this movie is, like, a yeah. lot crazier, dude. I'm like, what the f-? It's like they one-up themselves. And, like, how he's, like, controlling, like, his body and stuff, like, in the midair and, like, twirling around and chopping off people's hands, chopping off their necks.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking just going in on people, dude. It's insane.
There were some, to touch on what you said, there were some excellent death scenes in this movie, like,
fuck, dude.
Very creative ways that people die in this movie, to say the least.
So, let me tell you, right? Man, Domino is fucking awesome, dude. My favorite part of the movie, man. It's just, like, everything about her, dude. Like, she's... I mean, you gotta mention, dude, she's super hot, right?
Yes.
Everybody can agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her acting was, like...
phenomenal.
Just... awesome, dude. And like her charisma that she brought on screen, like in order to like display like her ability, you know, was insane.
Her performance, I mean, this is a little topical because we were just watching Spider-Man Homecoming, right. but her performance reminds me kind of Zendaya's performance as Michelle.
Right.
Like, I was just like kind of like, yeah, whatever, I'm just,
yeah, just
here,
like,
you know,
like really nonchalant
yeah.
and stuff like that. Like, Domino, oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
She was dynamite.
Dynamite. Yeah.
Jesus.
She was very, very good.
Yeah, and if you guys have listened to us before, you know, like, we talk all the time about how it's very hard to keep things a secret in movies nowadays. And this is the third movie in a row where they've managed to, well, okay, we won't talk about Solo, but this one, you know, we had Juggernaut, which Daniel
right.
kept saying, we're going to get Juggernaut. And I was like, dude, they haven't announced that. We probably won't get Juggernaut. But hey, we got Juggernaut. So, Daniel, take a bow. You were right. Okay. And then,
let's,
you know,
move on.
obviously, that reveal in Avengers Infinity War 2, we're like, holy shit, how'd they keep that a secret? So,
right.
yeah, that's impressive stuff. So, what'd you guys think of Juggernaut?
Dude, he was badass. Like, I don't know. I could see, like, maybe, like, his CGI wasn't completely perfect necessarily, but it's very hard to like, get perfect CGI on a character that large and, like, to really show how strong he is and, like, holy fuck, dude. Juggernaut was awesome, dude.
So, do we believe time travel is real? Do we believe someone went back in time and thought, I'm going to make the perfect guy in the world to play Deadpool one day, and then they just, you know, made Ryan Reynolds inside someone's body, and then he was born, and that happened.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I think that's what happened, because he's just, like, the best person in the world to be Deadpool.
Yes,
he's the
is.
Only person.
No, yep, no.
I'm sorry, Daniel. I know you had a lot to say on Juggernaut, so go ahead and talk. I know you were sitting there like you were about to explode trying to talk about him while Scott was talking, so.
Right.
The thing about, like, you can't get any lower than Vinnie Jones's Juggernaut and X-Men Last Standing, but that
yeah.
said...
I think you can end a lot of sentences with lower than an X-Men Last Stand.
But this,
right.
But the the CGI wasn't perfect, but he was absolutely bad fucking ass in this movie. Like, as soon as he, like, his first interaction with Deadpool had me, like, literally almost jumping out of my seat, because I was like, holy fuck, they got it right.
Right, and, like... Deadpool's excitement and, like, oh my god, you're my favorite hero and
oh,
all that
yeah.
stuff, and he's like, I'm gonna rip you in half now, And then he fucking rips him in half, dude.
Yes, which is a big, I think that happened in the comics as well with Deadpool and Colossus, but it's also the big shout out to when the Hulk ripped Wolverine in half in his first appearance. So, yeah, that's a crazy thing. It's really cool to see. And the girl, Yukio, she was pretty cool.
Dude,
yeah.
She was just like super, I don't know, just like cute. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like...
Bye, Yukio.
Bye, Yukio.
If you guys don't know, they've said that it's the same Yukio that if you saw the Wolverine movie, it's the same one, the same girl. It's not the same actress, but it's supposed to be the same character.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, again, just really weird, fucks with the timeline kind of stuff. But
right.
There's a lot of things in this movie that just fuck with the timeline, but that's okay because it's, like, time travel, and that doesn't make sense to anybody.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, talking about that, obviously, you assume that this movie is obviously modern day.
Right.
But then it's, like, they're in, like, the mansion, and all of a sudden it's, like, the X-Men from, like, the 80s were there.
Right.
And we're confused. It's, like, it makes you question a little bit, takes time exactly.
It's really
like,
just
it's very confusing.
It's really one of those things that's like breaking the fourth wall, obviously, yeah. Where it's like, oh, Fox couldn't just throw us a bone, and then all of a sudden, like, you see that, like, it's like, you know, Fox is throwing them the bone with that,
right? Yeah,
you know?
I mean, it was a joke, right? And like, it shouldn't be taken too seriously, but I mean, if you are dissecting the movie, you notice those sort of things,
and in the moment, it doesn't throw you out of the movie. You know, you're just kind of
laugh.
You're like, oh shit, dude, that's cool to see them. You're not like, what is happening?
So, like, I still didn't even see him in the second go around, and there was like other than the trailer, like Stan Lee's like cameo in the movie. Apparently he was in a painting in like the mansion, and I still didn't see it.
I saw a painting of Karl Marx.
I didn't see. I read it was a billboard.
Yeah, yeah. There's also like another one where it was like a graffiti mural, and it was supposed to like look exactly like Stan Lee. I didn't see that. I didn't see what they were talking about there either. I still didn't see it. Like, maybe if somebody knows exactly like the time frame, let us know. You can hit us up on Twitter or something like that.
Yeah.
Let us know like what minute count it's in. So yeah.
Yeah. And this movie did manage to throw us a lot of curveballs. Number one, his entire team, the X-Force
they is last no more.
Not very long, you know, the because of the strong wind advisory, obviously.
Dude, that thing was so fucking funny, dude.
Oh, and then the other thing we got, the Brad Pitt cameo.
Oh, yeah, dude, where's...
As Vanisher.
Yeah, Vanisher.
Whose powers in the comics are 100% not that.
Yeah.
Which is okay. It's okay. It's a good joke, and it's interesting
funny.
To see him real quick. So that was cool.
I didn't even know Brad Pitt was going to be in this movie, dude. That shit was funny, dude. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Brad, like, the Vanisher is just, like, this joke, and they're like, oh, is he even here? Oh, and then fucking Peter, oh, yeah, I don't have any powers. You're in. Fuck! Sorry. It's
raping our ears.
Yeah, dude, what'd you guys, you know, did you guys like Dopinder in this movie? Was
he was so fucking funny, dude. It's like they took the funniness in the last one and just kind of one-upped it a little bit.
Yeah.
And making him like way more crazy.
Remember when I captured Vishnu and got him to stop? You tortured and killed him.
Yeah, that time.
That shit's hella funny. But yeah, dude, that Juggernaut, like, those were great surprises. To be honest, I was not a fan of the little fat New Zealand kid.
I have a theory on him and like why they made him like the way he was. Is like, I think they were honestly trying to portray kids nowadays, and like that's why they made him like super annoying, super obnoxious, very disrespectful. I mean, it doesn't matter whether or not he was fat. That doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's kind of irrelevant. But I mean, except for have you ever seen a plus size superhero joke?
Yeah, that.
But when he said that, I was like, dude, the Blob. Come on, brother.
Well, I mean, yeah, but how many people know about that guy? You know.
I mean, I know about him. Everybody knows who the Blob is, right? Anybody who watched X-Men Evolution
or Wolverine.
No, don't mention terrible fucking movies on this podcast, Daniel.
We
are talking about good movies, okay? Oh, and also when you said Deadpool is second best movie that came out this year, I still put Black Panther ahead of this movie. I know it doesn't seem like it was this year,
yeah.
because, but it was February. Yeah, it's
oh
been
my
a big
God,
year, guys.
Dude. forgot about. Oh my God! How do we forget about Black Panther, dude?
Yeah, yeah. But no, Deadpool's very enjoyable. It's very good. It's something that you can go and you know, wank off. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Do not do that. Do not shirt cock it.
Don't shirt cock it. I think that was probably your favorite scene in the movie, huh, Daniel?
The Basic Instinct scene. Yeah.
It's a fanny pack. You sick son of a bitch.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, so, okay, I know we were talking about, like, because when we were watching, you're like, well, I just thought the Avengers were just, was just funnier, right?
Yeah, I did say that.
So it's like, I know why, though, because they have, like, they use, like, one-liner, like, humor, which is, like, more memorable. You can, like, use it, like, easier. You can, like, use it, like, in everyday conversation, you know? You can, like, bring it up and laugh about it with your friends and stuff. This one... Like, the comedy style that they use is, like, really, like, slapstick, like...
Sitcom.
Really, like, sitcom, like, sick jokes, really raunchy humor and shit like that.
Right.
And they just do outlandish type of shit, right?
Yeah.
And it's hard to, like, reenact all that shit, like, stuff without people. But like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with this guy,
I do think there are also a lot of one-liners in this movie, but, like, I think... I don't know. Maybe it's just because, you know, I was... Maybe way more engaged with the Avengers, obviously, because it's such a big event. You know, I found myself just remembering everything that they were saying.
Right.
Whereas with this movie, like, I try to think about it. I was like, dude, like, what were even some of the jokes in this movie? Like, I laughed, but I didn't laugh at, like, I remember the first one, dude, I was laugh out loud funny to me. You know, this one, like, I don't remember it as much, well, like, laughing, but.
Like, I honestly, like, just remember, like, from the very get-go, I forgot what the first scene was or whatever, but it was just, like, something really fucking funny, dude. Like, almost right away, dude.
I know for me, the Avengers, I felt like I had to actually pay attention and not, you know, because there was a lot of shit going on in the movie. With this, I felt like I was more relaxed. I was able to actually take in everything. I didn't have to just be like, I didn't have to focus in and just like feel like, you know, well, you guys know me. I have to use the bathroom at least 3 or 4 different times.
Jesus Christ,
I know, dude.
Get up every fucking
this
time.
This fucking guy, dude, legitimately got up like I'm like at least like 4 times during Solo.
Yeah, he has the fucking bladder.
Just like, are you a fucking infant? Like, don't you bring your Depends with you by now?
Right, like, dude, he's like 67. Like, he should be wearing diapers already.
Like, don't you, like, did you unplug your catheter?
Like, you leave it at home? You just left it there on your granny's nightstand and asked her to clean it for you?
Yeah, like, what'd you do? Like, leave your shit bag behind so she can clean it?
Dude, I remember last time this happened. He fucking left his fucking life alert at home, fell over. We had to call the fucking ambulance for him.
Right? Like, what the hell?
Like, dude, come on, dude. You have to have the life alert so you can click the button and tell him
you're
fallen.
You're always leaving shit around. Your beanie, which is over by my chair, your Target shirt. That you made us throw away after leaving it here for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, you shitbag. Fucking
leaving,
dude.
Your catheter.
Oh,
what's
and the
problem?
The other thing he does. All right, we drive to the movie theater. It's obviously not that far of a walk from the car to the door, and he fucking decides I'm gonna smoke a cigarette right now. I could finish it in 3 seconds. But no. And then obviously when the movie's over, he has to do it again. And then he walks the wrong way. He doesn't even fucking know where the car is because he has the memory of a teaspoon.
Yes. A teaspoon?
Yes.
You mean like a goldfish?
No, like a teaspoon. A thing that has no memory at all.
I like teaspoon better.
So, yeah.
That's funny.
And that's Daniel in a
nutshell.
I was
going to like talk about like the snack incident. But I mean, technically that was during like the Solo movie, but I'll
but we
still
all,
talk about
I also
it.
Snuck in cosmic brownies to Deadpool 2 the second time we saw it.
So, yeah. Christian has like... He's like the criminal mastermind of our group now.
Pretty much.
Like he's found a new high in life, and I think it's leading him down a dark path. To be honest with you,
are you scared for me?
I am. I am. I am a little bit worried where it's gonna end. You
just
know?
Because it
like,
might.
Where does it
like,
stop exactly?
Does it bother you because like you know obviously we split the rent, so that might affect you. Is that why it bothers you? Or are you like genuinely concerned for my well being?
I'm concerned for my well being. No, but so Christian has like taken up the devious art of sneaking snacks into the you know the theater.
And
Mr. Rules is now walking the line of breaking the rules, brother.
And I know what you guys.
It's
might
like
be
I don't
thinking.
Even know who this guy is anymore.
Like you might be thinking, do you have a fanny pack or a purse that you sneak in things with? We don't, because number one, we're not women, and number two, who carries a fanny pack?
And I'm pretty sure they would see right through it and actually ask us to look.
Yeah, because we're
it.
Males, they'd be like, "What's in the fanny pack?"
But who also, thanks to you, I was walking bow-legged at the movie because I had two.
Dude, we're getting there. We're getting there.
So yeah.
So Christian started this endeavor, you know, quite a while ago, with sneaking in some double cheeseburger planes from McDonald's into the theater, and he hit them in his armpits.
Okay, so, yeah, I was wearing a crew neck, so I just slid them down the sleeves so that, you know, they would be kind of inconspicuous, except if, like, I moved my arm too much and it crinkled and crankled, but it didn't. It was good. I got them in.
And so, like, he sneaks it in, right, and it's so funny. He eats one, he doesn't eat the other, and then we're like, okay, let's go to the concession stand, I think, at this point. And the movie still hasn't started. I was like, wait, don't forget your cheeseburger.
Yeah, I left it on
I
the
picked
seat.
It up, picked and it up he's and like, you're me. Like, no, I don't want to carry that. I was like, too bad, here you go.
Yeah.
And I threw it to him, made him put it back in his armpit.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
And then, so then, you know, that was the first step, right? Now he's upped his game.
Yeah.
He's buying snacks from the store, and, like, bringing the entire box with him, pretty much.
Yeah, but he
opens the box, takes the contents out, and then, like, stashes them throughout his body.
I'm not just Christian the box-shaped boy going to movies, okay?
And then he recruited us in this. Now he's dragging other people down with us, right?
Well, I had
See,
to.
See, you're leading us down the dark path now, man. All this right. is affecting everyone.
So, yes. if you guys didn't want the Pepsis, then you could have just left them in the car. But I was bringing in the Pepsis, so
there was just too much pressure.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do.
So, I got a six-pack of, like, 16.9 ounce fluid ounces of Pepsi. You know, six of them, you know, so we each get two, which Daniel took one of mine, so he had three. Yeah, so I put him I wore my crew neck because, you know, even though it's May, guys, it was like 60 degrees that day, so it wasn't that hot.
Right.
So I was able to wear the crew neck, so I slipped them down my sleeves, just put them down the sleeves, and then Scott wore a big sweatshirt, so he was able to do it, like, no problem. Mine were kind of, like, poking out a little bit, so it was, like,
right.
a little suspicious. Daniel's wearing fucking khaki pants and
decides... No sweater.
Yeah, no sweater. He's like, I'll just put them in my front pocket.
And they're, like, legitly, like, his pants aren't, like, loose or anything. So they're, like, bulging out of his fucking pockets. You can clearly see, like, the upper half of the bottle sticking out of the pockets. So then what does he do, right? He doesn't say, oh, can one of you guys just sneak these in for me then? You know, that'd been the smart thing to do. He straight tries to, like, act like it's not even a big deal. Like, oh, I'm just walking along with my hands in my pocket, guys. With, like his hands, like, straight up, like, 5 inches away from his actual leg. Like, how did the guy at the front, like, who gave us the ticket?
He looked,
like,
at us pretty suspiciously,
right?
To be honest. But
and
like,
then, so this isn't even where it ends, right? This is not where Christian's dark path ends.
Oh.
He then forces me, guys, because I'm wearing deep-pocketed joggers, right? You know, like, little sweatpant joggers. They have, like, super deep pockets. He, like, makes me put in all the cosmic brownies and... The little Swiss rolls, which there was 4 Swiss rolls
and
4 cosmic brownies. That's a lot of stuff to carry in my pants, man.
Yeah. Well, okay. The thing is, right, I didn't have to convince Scott because I told him.
No, he definitely forced me.
I told him the day before.
I was coerced into this. He said that he would report me to Border Patrol if this didn't happen.
Yeah, I told him I'd call
and
ICE.
And I was quite scared that I'd be deported into my homeland. And I'd never be able to re-enter greatest nation on earth.
Your homeland of Sacramento, California. But no, okay, I told Sky, I said, I bought Pepsis, we're going to sneak them in. He said, oh shit, I'll go buy Cosmic Brownies. And I said, it's all right, bud, I already did it. So he was already ready to sneak in Cosmic Brownies.
No,
like,
that never even happened. See, now he's becoming
a
pathological liar.
And then he called me a
liar.
Legend, so this is all just, I don't know what's going on now. Like, I feel like...
No, none of this even happened. He is definitely lying about this.
We're gonna
I don't even have money for Cosmic Brownie Boys. What is he talking about,
we're going to get convicted of some crime, and like he's going to be like, I got your back, bro. The cop's going to be like, all right, I just have a question for you. Ah, he did it. It was Christian. He did everything. That cat, you saw its teeth? He did that. You know what else happened? Don't look at the cat's anus.
Yeah, you are a bad influence.
See, I used to be a good Christian boy.
Mormon?
that too. And then I met Christian.
Oh.
And ever since, I've been leading down a dark path.
Guys,
where does it end, Christian? Where does my life end?
I'm a bad influence. I teach people it's okay to not drink. Like, what is wrong with me? Like, drinking alcohol is one of the greatest gifts ever given to mankind.
Ain't that the truth, brother?
I live life, you know, by, you know, like not doing drugs. Like, we all need an escape sometimes, guys. Like, come on, drugs are okay, right?
No, drugs are not okay. I think now our sarcasm is reaching a dangerous level.
Yeah, it's bad.
We're just kidding. Don't do drugs. Stay in school. Don't drink alcohol, kids. Daniel, you shut your mouth and you just stay there for now.
I stayed in school till I was 23 and got a bachelor's. Daniel stayed in school till he was 45 and got nothing except kicked out of fucking journalism class for being a bad mean person.
Yeah. Yeah. So
anyway, we're talking about Deadpool. Deadpool was good, guys. Go see it.
All right. Cable. Real quick.
Cable, yeah. He's
great. Oh, yeah. Cable was excellent.
Yeah, Josh Brolin is a pretty good actor.
That guy's a legend.
That guy's a decent.
You're a bad influence.
Oh, Alan Tudyk was in this movie. He played one of the hillbillies that got his truck stolen. Yeah. So that was cool. You know, he was in Firefly with Miranda Baccarin, who plays Vanessa.
Hey, Daniel, were you excited for your family reunion?
Actually, I kind of was.
I bet you were.
So which one of those was Bebop?
Which one was that Uncle Dad?
Damn. Oh, wait, are you Uncle Dad?
I was Cable. I'm more like Cable.
Yeah, totally, dude.
Yeah, dude.
If you mean like you're 1,000 years old, then yeah, close enough.
Good one, Daniel. We all need to laugh.
Yeah.
So, real quick, Daniel, favorite moment in the movie?
In the movie.
It's your turn to talk, dude.
Any part of the movie?
No, the post-credit scene is not part of the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be within the credits.
We'll talk about those in a second.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Honestly, I would say probably the whole end of the third act. But if I had to pick a scene in particular, it'd probably be the Colossus Juggernaut fight.
Ooh.
Did you like the Holy Shitball song?
I don't remember the Holy Shitball song.
Holy Shitballs, holy. Yeah, it was like the intense song at the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah, the Juggernaut song, yeah.
Yeah.
Christian, go.
My favorite part of the movie was, I quite like the beginning where it's like, you know, like 2 weeks ago or whatever, like where he's like fighting the sex traffickers and shit.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm not even going to attempt to know what this means. He's like, I don't speak sex trafficker, but I did take Spanish. And all I have to say is, ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Which I used that line at work, to be honest. I did. I said that at work.
Yeah, which... What do you say it translates to? Which is a direct translation to what?
About the library.
Oh, well, it actually...
Well, what it actually means, where is the library?
Yeah, but I don't know what he said it translated to, but it was funny. It was funny as hell. So...
I think one of my favorite scenes would either have to be when he like slams the cocaine into his face.
Oh,
that was pretty funny.
Before you go, I quite enjoyed all of the, like the Domino Luck sequences.
Damn it, dude.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say that next.
expand on it.
Sons of bitches. Yeah, like, I don't know, dude. It's just, like, you actually just, like, get this overwhelming of feeling of, like, luck when you're, like, watching the scenes. And, like, you just, like, see it. It's like this mystical cloud that you can't see, but you know is there. And you're just like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, like.
That was so funny, dude. When he's like, he's like, quick, use your imaginary superpowers to stop this vehicle or something. It was so funny, dude.
Well, and, like. When he says, like, it's not cinematic, like, some of it isn't, but, like, they managed to make it quite cinematic. Like,
yeah.
Whereas, like the end, like, you saw, like, the club roll and the person slip on it and crack their neck, which led to something else and led to something else. And then the guy get decapitated by the thing falling over. And then she's like, I need a bus to get you all out of here.
Bam.
Bus right through the window.
Right? It's like she thinks it and it happens.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't think about that.
Maybe she's a god.
Maybe she is.
A hot god.
What'd you think of the quote-unquote death scene?
I don't know. I thought that was a bit extra.
Big shout out to the dust on his suit, which made it look like the gray X-Force suit.
Oh yeah, yeah, dude, that was pretty freaking sweet. I didn't know they're gonna add that.
Quite an Easter egg right there. But yeah, it did kind of drag on, but it was still funny for the most part.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was funny, but it was just like, okay,
some of the jokes in this movie to me landed flat, but most of them work. Most of them are really good.
I think actually, like my favorite. My favorite scene is all the time, like, Vanessa's, like, talking about kids. Like, when, like, she's, like, I don't know. It's, like, that line in particular just, like, really hits home with me. It's, just, like, you know, kids give us the chance to be better and stuff.
I also thought the dream sequence, or not the dream sequences.
Daniel, like, nothing's going to make you better ever.
The other scenes I liked, though, were the ones where when he would die, he'd go to that, like, the
other plane or whatever.
That shit was really cool.
I didn't really like any of those scenes, to be honest. Like, I liked the last one where he goes through and it's Ryan Reynolds again, and they're playing the unplugged version of Aha's song. That was a good, I liked that version.
Well, it was like, yeah, dude, and then it was like, I know you kept saying, like, you're like, it was just so hard to take, like, you're like, you acknowledge that there was, like, serious moments, but then, like, you also, like, turned around and said it was just hard to take any of them seriously.
Yeah, some of them. I feel like he's Ryan Reynolds, guys. Deadpool's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, yeah.
Wade Wilson, you know, like I said, it's hard to kind of translate him to screen because, like, who his comic book character is.
Yeah.
You know, and it almost seems like, I don't know. It seems like, to me, they're two different people, you know, which makes sense if you think of him more as, like, a schizophrenic, crazy person, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly how it is. Like, in the comic books and stuff, like, it's not that he could just break the fourth wall. It's like he's actually gone, like, crazy, dude. Like, he's actually, like, certifiably insane.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, schizophrenic, just, like, in a different way.
I mean, you know? I know it happened in a different universe, but he shot Spider-Man in the head. His buddy Spider-Man. I don't like that. Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
Bits of it felt like two different characters, which maybe that's what they were going for. Like, this movie's all about F words, right? Family, fun, funny. I just think it's another F word. Fine. It's just fine. Like, I don't think there was anything, like, super exceptional about the movie, you know?
Wow.
And maybe that's just because I was very excited for it and I thought it was going to be super amazing, and maybe I felt a little short of that, or, you know, it could just be me, and that's fine. Everyone out there who thinks this is better than Avengers, that's great. I'm really happy that you guys enjoyed this movie that much, and I don't have any reason why you shouldn't, except that Avengers Infinity War was much better.
Okay, so great.
Daniel?
Amazing for me.
Grade.
Out of 10 first.
Yeah.
8.5, 9.
Okay.
Okay, so you'd give it like an A minus.
I would.
7.5.
You what? What? You put it that close to Solo? Really?
I put it above Solo, yeah.
Just barely.
I gave Solo a 7.
It should have been a 5.
I'd give it like sorry. Just channeling my inner Zulu.
Your inner Zulu.
Sorry, guys. Oh, man. I don't know. It's so hard to, like, man. I would give it, like, a 8.5, probably. I mean, that's pretty fair grade, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, so you put it pretty close to Solo, then, too. Because you gave Solo an 8. That's why you're sleeping about just, for so long. He's like, oh, shit. Don't. No. 8.5. Fuck you.
Sorry. Yeah, no. Fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us are in agreement. So it was better than Solo. But, like,
I find it interesting. I don't know if Daniel ever answered it. So which one is your favorite? Deadpool 1 or 2?
I don't. He says it's close. He told me on the phone.
You got to pick one.
Yeah, I'm torn. And I love them both, but I think because, like I said earlier, I felt the first one all around was more structured and more solid. I lean a little more towards the first, but I absolutely, that doesn't take anything away from the second movie. I love them both, but if I had to pick one just by like that much, I picked the first.
Nobody can see what you're doing with your hands.
Do you think that maybe like the kid and like how they structured the kid in the movie actually like lowered the movie.
I think it did. I think honestly the movie would have worked just fine without him, and they could have just used
I'm not saying that. I mean like his characteristics, like lowers the film in general, like how he's written.
Yeah, he's kind of annoying and whiny and
very
annoying. Yeah,
I definitely see why they did it, right? And like you know, I quite think it's like funny sometimes. But it can also really take you just entirely out of the movie.
The thing is, right, you feel Wade has so much better of a relationship with other kids in this movie, with Yukio and Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
And Colossus.
But they don't need saving.
Right, exactly.
And they're not
Colossus
kids.
Colossus isn't a kid, you dipshit. Yukio and Negasonic kids.
They're like teens.
Like 16, yeah. That kid's 14 or 15 in this movie.
He's still a
is
teen.
He?
Yeah.
I don't know. He looks like a chubby 12-year-old.
7 years old. I'm 7.
Looks like he ate 2 7-year-olds.
Oh, God. You're not wrong.
I mean, that's pretty true, right?
Post-credit scenes.
Post-credit scenes.
There were two of them. One, he's turning back time and making this whole movie irrelevant.
Yes.
But,
I don't think they should. They should have went with a different secondary.
And then Daniel says they confirmed that actually happened. He went back and saved Vanessa.
Yeah.
But then what's the point? Like, why would he be with Cable? How does a kid... Like, none of that would have ever happened without...
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I was, like, real confused. Like...
I think, personally, I think this will have... Like, it will have some effect on the X-Force movie, obviously. But at the same time, the writers did come out and say that he does go back to actually save Vanessa. So
if it happens in a movie, I'll believe it, and if it doesn't,
it's in the movie technically.
Okay, but if in the next one that is proves to be true, then I'll believe it. But if not, then no skin off my back. Just an interesting post credit scene.
Yeah.
And then what people consider to be the best post credit scene of all time, I think I've heard people say,
it's right up there.
He is undoing X-Men Origins Wolverine. He's undoing himself taking the role of Green Lantern. And, things like that.
I mean, it doesn't undo it, though. I mean, fuck, dude? It's just funny, okay?
Yeah, it's just funny.
Like,
The Wolverine one almost had me on the floor.
Well, hopefully this just means that they can move on from those
jokes.
Oh,
the other thing this movie did was get Daniel to listen to a lot of Dolly Parton and other music.
Cher, in particular, Turn Back Time,
right.
And Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
Right. What was the one song that was in there?
Take On Me by A-ha.
That's a good
song. No. It was an Elvis song.
Oh.
Oh.
From the gun commercial.
Fucking dude, are you kidding me? I know this song. This is going to piss me off. Oh, yeah. Can't Help Falling in Love.
Oh.
By Elvis. But it's a different, it's a rendition done by another person, which it's like Carly Reinhart or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Haley Reinhart.
Or Haley Reinhart, yeah. Yeah, it's like
don't
her rendition.
Don't ask me how I know her name.
Like, it's like they, it's the same exact song. The song is done by Elvis Presley, though, guys. Elvis is a legend.
Oh, and the film score itself was done by Tyler Bates.
Was it you or him that doesn't like Elvis?
I like Elvis just fine.
Oh, yes, it's this
I don't
fucking
love Elvis.
Heathen. What?
But you know
who
my grandma loves Elvis.
Which grandma?
The one that we saw today.
Okay.
Who you feel uncomfortable sitting? Yesterday, I went to help my nephew wash his hands out of Scowl, my grandma, and I came back. He just stared at me with like the death eyes, like, dude, why? Why'd you do this to
right,
me?
Right, dude. I was just like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Elvis was
dude,
the
so
vanilla
funny,
in his
dude.
Era.
I forgot like what your mom was saying at dinner last night or whatever, dude, but I kept looking over at Ash like, dude, is she really going on about
it? Is she for real?
She says some surprising shit sometimes.
Yeah,
it's funny.
It's sad because my grandma's Alzheimer. She asked me 3 times if I was gonna get my tattoo extended down my arm fully. You heard her one time, but she asked 2 times before you showed up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, because she has like advanced like Alzheimer's and stuff. It's really taken effect.
Or dementia. Yeah.
It's quite sad.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, the good movie, great movie, enjoyable movie, and
I thought it was a good movie. I don't know.
Still below. Avengers for all of us, like we said, and below Black Panther for me.
Not me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. See, I was trying to talk, and you guys wouldn't shut the hell up.
Sorry.
I almost forgot, but thank you for saying Black Panther again. So, is it just me, right? Or was the X-Force thing, like, the
Wakanda Forever?
I couldn't tell if he was, like, trying to make fun of it or if that's just what they came up with.
I think it's really just an X. I don't think he's making fun of it because this movie was done before Black Panther came out.
Yes.
Like, there's only 3 month difference between when the movies come out. Like, this movie was finished before that. They couldn't have thrown all that in that much time, you know? But it seemed, if he would have said X-Force Forever, like, you could have been like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He did say X-Force Forever.
On the rewatch, I didn't hear him say it. Wait, I just heard him say, just kept whispering, X-Force.
No, when Domino was carrying him after he got ripped in half as he's leaving the screen, you hear him say, X-Force
Forever.
That was like one of, that's so funny. You could use my arms as the backpack straps. And he's just like, his body's just ripped
in half. Oh, that to me
half.
Was also a shout out to Empire Strikes Back. Chewbacca carrying C-3PO on his back. Disembodied, yeah.
Didn't somebody carry Yoda one time, like, on the back?
Luke, but part of his training. But he wasn't, like, disembodied. Like, C-3PO was actual in pieces, like, strapped to the back of Chewbacca.
So funny, dude. But, yeah. So, let us know what you guys think of our
you know what
that's all we got for you guys, by the way.
You know what they say? Never meet your heroes, because they'll rip you in half.
Oh, my God, dude. Funny as shit. But no, guys, that's all we have for you guys on the Deadpool 2 review. Hope you guys enjoyed, and thank you guys for staying with us if you guys are still with us. Yeah. If not, go fuck yourself.
Thanks to Daniel for joining us and not saying anything too absurd or outrageous or racist.
Yeah, dude, you're improving. Yeah. You're improving.
I'm working on it unless you're on Twitter and piss me off.
Yeah,
no, he's lying. He can't say anything to you on Twitter. He got banned.
Again. So, yeah, you know, you want to say goodbye, Daniel?
I hope everyone has a good day.
Do you have anything nice to say about us or our podcast or, you know, our merchandise or anything?
I don't know anything
or
about
or where you can find it on, like, Amazon.com.
Yeah,
you can
like
find
that.
It on their website.
Plug, it's whatever.
You can find it on their website and Amazon.com.
Do you know our web address?
No.
Nerdyboysreviews.com. Goddamn. It's right there. It's literally right in front of your fucking face.
Oh, my God. I'm going to, like, post exactly like when Daniel leaves, I'm gonna sit where he's sitting and I'm gonna post a picture of where this thing is exactly in front of him and we'll all be laughing at him. But no, seriously, go visit our website, nerdyboysreviews.com. Go check out our merch on amazon.com. Search up Nerdy Boys Reviews. Follow us on all social media, including Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Vero Nerdy Boys Reviews. That's all we have for you guys on this podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe to us, rate us, leave us a review, let us know what you guys thought. Go check out Solo and our Avengers Infinity War podcast as well. We also recently did a Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring podcast, and we will be continuing our regularly scheduled film review Friday next week
with the Two Towers.
With the Two Towers, exactly. So stay tuned for that. That's all we got. As always, we are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
Here at NBR, we always leave you with one simple message, and that's
stay nerdy, boys. I'm a coyote.
Ching, ching, pow, pow.